And welcome back to Class Eclectic. I'm your host, Kurt Hosworth, in the studio with a special guest this morning to talk about the official Star Wars Day, May the 4th. We have Mike Forrester in the studio with us this morning. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you do here at Northern first?
Sure. Yeah, I'm the creative director for NMU Marketing, and in my part-time, I'm also a Star Wars fanatic.
Yes.
So there is a group here in... there's a group here in Michigan and actually around the world called the 501st Legion. And what they do are they're kind of the official Star Wars costuming club. And they have screen accurate costumes, and they kind of pride themselves on being a charity-based organization that has the mentality of bad guys doing good because they're all the bad guys. But they actually, it's a charity group that donates their time and they make their communities better through Star Wars. So we've got a perfect event coming up on Saturday that this will work perfectly for.
Yes, and this is going to be a local benefit for something coming up over the summer, that grandiose display of Marquette fireworks. Can you tell us how that's going to be connected to that?
Yep, absolutely. So the this is a partnership with the 4th of July committee, also Ampersand, the Chamber, LSCP, Danielle Carroll Photography. So what we're doing is, you know, the fireworks cost a lot of money, and so it's something that everyone in Marquette benefits from. If you go there, and it's a huge tourism, obviously it's one of the highlights of the Marquette summer. Mm-hmm. You know, we wanted to help and say, how could we, as you know, people and community, make this happen? And so it's a perfect event for us to be able to say, hey, I contributed and helped with this.
Absolutely. So now, can you tell us a little bit about the event itself? Not the fireworks. I think a lot of us know about
sure,
the fireworks.
Sure.
Big things go off in the sky.
Right.
But for this coming Saturday, there's an event that's going to be, you know, an afternoon of enjoying Star Wars fandom and taking some pictures along with that. How is that all going to play out?
Right. So May the 4th is almost official Star Wars Day at this point. But what we're going to do is we've teamed up with Danielle Carroll Photography, one of the best photographers in the UP, and we're going to have a photo session. You're going to be able to get four professional photos with these Star Wars characters. We have all kinds of props, and it's going to be from 1 to 6 on Saturday. So come in if you've got kids who are fans, if you've got parents who are fans, if you've got kids graduating, if you just, you know, you want to get the best Christmas card you could ever send out to your friends and family, this is a perfect opportunity to do it. All the money goes to the fireworks fund. So we're going to have all kinds of events. There are things for kids to do. We've got like Blast a Trooper with a Nerf gun. We've got you know, we've got some custom Star Wars cookies, balloon animals, balloon lightsabers. So it's going to be really fun for everybody. So you can head over to Facebook and go right on the May the 4th for the 4th event. And there's actually, you can purchase a time slot right there. So it's $40. You get four photos included with that. If you want to walk up, you can. Photos are $10 a piece. But of course, it's easier for us to know if what time slot, you know, because there might be a huge line,
right,
and we'd love to see you say, hey, I'm going to be there at 3:30. Go ahead and book your time slot. And then you have about 10, 15 minutes to be able to set up your stuff. So we'll be prepared for you, but we definitely encourage people to have fun with it.
Yes. And it sounds like if you're already one of those folks that's really into Star Wars and you do a little bit of that dressing up, you've got a lot of things you may want to bring with you. Is that also encouraged?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to, you know, rock a Jedi outfit, or you even want to come in with your, you know, your Star Wars Christmas sweater or whatever, we're going to have lightsabers there for people to hold. If you want to have a battle with, you know, Darth Vader and turn that into your new Facebook cover profile, or you want to bring your graduation gown in, absolutely. That's exactly what we're doing this for.
That sounds wonderful. And again, this is about the Marquette 4th of July. It's a benefit, May the 4th for the 4th. Is that the name?
Yep, exactly. And because all of this goes to benefit the 4th of July fireworks, you know, it's a great partnership between so many people in the community. And also just when you see these costumes, it's like, you know, they walked right off the set. So okay, you're able to, you know, so for some people, it's like, this is the closest I'll ever get to meeting the actual Darth Vader. So it's going to be a really cool opportunity and something that, you know, for a lot of people, we don't, you know, we have photos that we love to have, that we keep. So, you know, if this is, you know, if you were, you know, here, my mom took pictures of us at Disney World when I met Darth Vader for the first time. Well, I think share the love and have your kids be able to get a new updated professional, well-lit. We've got two sessions. There are two actual stations. So you can come to one side, you get photos with a certain set of troopers, troopers, head over to the other set and you get photos with those troopers. So it's going to be all interchangeable. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Excellent. And then can you just remind our listeners one more time, where and when?
Absolutely. So Saturday from 1 to 6 at Ampersand Co-working Space, which is in the Masonic. And you'll definitely see the lights going off inside. It'll be crazy. but yeah, it's right downtown Marquette. So if you're planning on heading down and eating dinner or eating lunch or having a beer at Saturday, come on down, walk right in. It's going to be completely open to the public. And from 1 to 6. So we'll be there for a pretty good amount of time. We'd love to see you there.
Excellent. And again, that's Mike Forrester. We're talking about May the 4th for the 4th, a benefit for the Marquette 4th of July fireworks happening this Saturday. Come on down, bring your best Star Wars garb, whether that's a lightsaber, a Jedi robe, or that full Chewbacca costume you've been waiting to unleash.
Perfect.
And you know, it's a snowy day today, so might as well put that on and
bring
stay
your boots.
Warm. Yes. Thanks again, Mike, and we'll be right back here on Public Radio 90.